Sell old Betsy. You're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, February 27th, 2025 edition. I'm going to back up the bus a little bit. I got rushed there right before the news break. Republican Speaker Pro Tem Rochelle Smith, Republican of Shelbyville, somebody that I supported to be elected state representative, Dave Ajima did as well. She saw Whitmer embracing traditionally conservative policy positions as an act. She questioned the governor's genuineness as the national pundits continue to mention her as a potential presidential candidate in 2028. I'll tell you what the governor sure is trying to do is her best Republican impersonation, Smith said. Between cutting permitting fees, protecting businesses, supporting our military, our governor might give Tim Allen a run for his money if she decides she wants a career in conservative television. Talking about, of course, Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing. Mike Baxter, just so you know, folks, I'm more Mike Baxter than Tim Allen is when he plays that character. The things he says, if you've never seen that show, you need to see it. Smith went on to say, that's the last thing about our governor. She always comes up with great talking points. But at the end of the day, all she's doing is playing a part. She's been acting as governor for 6 years. The only thing that she's led successfully is her social media team. Well, one Democrat's perspective, Carol Glanville, a communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, said that the governor's comments hit home as she brought her stepson as her guest to the State of the State address. As a postgraduate student, he faces the decision many young professionals are facing: stay in Michigan or look for opportunities elsewhere outside of the state. I wholeheartedly agree with the governor's message that we need to provide more opportunities for young people to build their lives right here in Michigan, end quote, said the Democrat. Let's talk about that for a second. One of the things that's wrong with the state is the cost of living. Young people starting out, usually at the lower pay scale, right out of school, they've got to make their money go farther. First of all, the biggest thing that we can't do anything about, it is what it is, we've been dealing with it since the beginning of time, is our climate. I personally love the four seasons. I love winter. But when I get done with it, I'm done with it. And I'm almost there. Spring, I think one of the most beautiful climate seasons of our state. Summer, love it. Better than Florida. Green grass that's really green instead of burnt out brown. Golf courses, the lakes, the fishing, the hunting, the change of seasons, fall, the colors that we have. But winter causes a problem financially. You have to heat your buildings. One of the biggest expenses, heating. Dealing with icy roads. Cars being covered in salt. Having to be washed probably 2-3 times a week. It's something that you have to deal with. You go to Florida. You go in any other southern state out there. And you don't even have to go that far south. Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia. Don't even get me started about Texas. Well, once you look at that raw situation that you have to deal with, the climate, you absolutely have to do things smarter, better for the people. Car insurance, taxes, license plate fees. The list goes on and on and on and on and on to the point where you say, you know what? By the time you become a senior, 65 years old, you go on Medicare, Social Security. Maybe you put away a little bit of money, hopefully 401k, investments, whatever, pensions. Do I really want to stay in Michigan? Many seniors have chosen residency in another state. Oh, they might still keep their home here, but it's considered their summer home, and they go south for the winter. Young people, they got to work. They got to have a job. And many of them are looking outside the state. We have a son, a granddaughter, and a grandson that live outside of the state of Michigan. Would I love for them to be here? Absolutely. Is it going to happen? No. Florida, Texas, and Arizona. That's where they live. And they're never coming back. Never coming back. Unless we can fix Michigan. If we can do things to turn this state around with the next Republican governor for 8 years, Republican Senate, Republican House, get the trifecta back and do some fundamental bulldozing to Lansing, we can turn it around. If we don't, it's over. This is going to be a more liberal state permanently and forever. I got one text message. Let's get to a couple of them. Officer Rick, I'm willing to give her some bipartisan help. I'll go over as a conservative Republican and help her pack up so she can move out of the governor's mansion. Right. Greg O'Neill. Oh, now the governor wants to play nice, shaking my head. Scott in Lansing. The governor has had 7 years to create unity and failed. All she's doing now is using words as political action to gain support for her presidential run. She cannot be trusted. Absolutely agree with that statement. Floyd and Karen. Well, if the governor has really changed, she needs to try to restore Michigan's pro-life constitution. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Well, we know that, but we can pray that she has a genuine come to Jesus moment. Yeah, honestly, we can pray for her, but I believe she serves a different God. You know, the guy with horns? I think Lucifer is her God. That's my opinion. We'll pray for her, but God help us. And one of the other things that I want to mention, and this is kind of interesting. In this approach, is it going to work? Is she manipulating Matt Hall? I mean, after all, he did stand 4 times during her speech. But here's the other question. Anything that she works with Matt Hall and the 58 Republicans in the House, will the 20 Democrat senators go along with it? See, there's another chamber out there, Governor, that you're going to have to appease, placate to, in order to get the 20 votes. Well, is she hoping that she can break down a couple of those Democrats to join the 18 Republicans to get to her 20? If she was smart, that's the way she would operate. Operate as if she has a Republican majority, not only in the House, which is obvious, but create a Republican majority in the Senate. Pick bipartisan senators, John DeMoose, the minority leader, Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor as a Republican. Target Nesbitt and DeMoose to be the leaders to reach out to two Democrat senators without looking at their voting records, without looking at their rankings. Who are the two most conservative-leaning Democrat state senators? Pick them off. Get them to join the 18 Republicans as a caucus, much like how Matt Hall has been able to reach out and capture, politically speaking, Karen Whitsitt, the Democrat state representative from Detroit. If DeMoose and Nesbitt were smart, and I know they're listening because James Hogue, that's his job now for Congressman Jack Bergman, is to listen to my show every single day. Tell DeMoose to reach out with Nesbitt to find the two most conservative Democrat senators and pull them in. Nesbitt can actually act like the Senate Majority Leader and basically take the gavel away from Winnie Brinks, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids. That's the only way Whitmer is going to be able to get anything done for the next 2 years. We'll see if it happens. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Attorney General Pam Bondi on Fox News, talking with Jesse Waters, said that she's getting ready to release the Jeffrey Epstein's files. Names of individuals, flight logs, all of it. She said the only thing that she's doing is going through all the information, redacting the personal information of the victims. Over 250 some names in the files that basically were sex slaves on Epstein's Island. Well, that information is going to be redacted. What she is going to do is release the names of the individuals who went there. The flight logs, the dates, the times, all of it. It's coming out. And when these names come out, some people, politicians especially, are going to be damaged permanently and forever. They will be exposed. Honestly, I think this information getting out there is going to be a nuclear bomb in Washington, D.C., politically speaking. Not literally, for those of you that are going to snip and cut my words, not a real nuclear bomb in Washington. Politically, it's going to blow things up. And I wonder how many of them are currently serving as our elected officials, either in the Congress, the House of Representatives, or the U.S. Senate. I wonder how many of them have ran for president and are thinking about doing it again in the future. This report is what I'm interested in. And when it fully launches and comes out, unbelievable. Phyllis, is that a breaking news story? Because I didn't hear anything about that. Is that an actual true news story? What you just texted me. I did not see that. That was not on my radar. I've been looking at the State of the State address and other things happening in Lansing. Actually, suicide over the weekend reported today. Gene Heckman, wife and dog found dead in their home. Well, that I you're catching me blind here. I don't know, folks, if that's a true story. I don't know. I did not hear that. One last thing I want to mention on this State of the State address. We're going to wrap it up. We're done. We're moving on. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has obviously, clearly, political aspirations to go next level higher than governor of Michigan. She likes the executive branch. She's been a state rep. She's been a state senator. She's been a prosecutor. She likes governor. She likes the power. So she's definitely going to try for a presidential run in 2028. I got a very simple question to Matt Hall and the Republicans in the House and even Eric Nesbitt. Why help her? I know you want to get some things done for the state of Michigan. And I know you guys want to act like you have the power. But in the end, she's got to sign the bills. You can pass whatever you want in the House. You can pull two Democrats over with you, 18 Republicans, and pass it in the Senate. The question is she going to sign it? I don't think so. Nick says, yes, Gene Hackman deaths are on Fox News. Wife and Burface also found deceased. Christine, yes, in the Free Press News, the dog is dead as well. Well, we'll find out more about that. JoJo, there's a good four-part series on Epstein on Netflix. Ah, thank you. I want to watch that. I've heard of it, and I didn't know where it was. Netflix. Excellent. I'll put it on my list to do this weekend. Because when this bomb hits, Bondi is going to rock Washington, D.C. These people will be scrambling so hard, it will be amazing. Maybe finally the rats will be leaving the ship. Because it's going down. It is definitely going down. Going to shift gears. We're going to look at oversight. We're going to look at committees in Lansing. We got a great show lined up. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating.